T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And originally, I wanted to toast the doctor that dropped the transplant heart after they managed to rescue the heart from the helicopter that crashed on the helipad on top of the hospital, because stuff like that is phenomenal. But unfortunately, we had a bit of bad news over the weekend. So in this case, we will, in fact, toast the mighty Alex Trebek. Now, you probably already know this, but Alex died yesterday at the age of 80. If you didn't know, man, oh, man, hate to lay that news on you. But in addition to hosting the game shows The Wizard of Odds, Double Dare, High Rollers, Battle Stars, Classic Concentration, and to tell the truth, he will, of course, always be known as the host of Jeopardy. And look, it doesn't matter who you replace him with. Alex Trebek will always be the host of Jeopardy, much the way Bob Barker is the host of Price is Right, in spite of Drew Carey, who I believe does a fine job, but you're just not Bob Barker. And to put it in perspective, Alex Trebek hosted the show for 36 years. All right? You have any idea how many episodes he taped?
No.
8,000 episodes. Actually, I believe slightly more than 8,000 episodes. We've been doing this for 15 years. What show are we on? 3,000?
3,364.
Yeah, well, he did about 4,700 more than that. He won 7 Emmys along the way. He was nominated 34 times. And also, let's face it, Alex had an iconic mustache up until he shaved it off in 2018. One of the finer mustaches that people recognize. In fact, people liked his mustache so much that when he shaved it, there was backlash. Now, again, this is a man who shaved his mustache. People freaked out about it, but I think what Alex Trebek did was spectacular. The show made everyone smarter. It also made everyone realize how much we did not know. But in a time, especially, say, in the last 15 years, when we have The Bachelorette or The Kardashians or all these other things that celebrate abject ignorance and stupidity. You can like it if you want, but let's face it. Kardashians are about being stupid, right? Getting away with stuff. It's cool to have a dude that made being smart not suck. Right,
and it was everybody. It cool. He busted on Nerd. He busted on everybody.
It did. He was real dry. We weren't sure if he was joking, but I want to say 90% of the time he was. You just wouldn't know, man. But the guy was iconic to the point that, you know, I'm what, 51. My kids know who the dude is because they enjoyed sitting down realizing how stupid they are too. You know, he's one of those guys. One of those guys that could not make you feel stupid, let you know that you are in fact at least dumber than he is, and you still felt good about it, right? But yeah, 8,000 episodes, man, 7 Emmys, 36 years, and he's just like,
his bless your heart was, good for you.
Yeah, that was his version of bless your heart. Yeah.
Good for you.
Good for you, you moron. Anyway, to Alex Trebek. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Should be pointed out, Alex Trebek fought to host this game show as well. In the end, I beat him out. I said, man, you don't have the cred to do this. And he let me do it.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Little known story. Hello, Graham. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Dad Graham. You understand how this here game is played?
I sure do.
Fantastic. Then you know that you have one of three categories to choose from. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in her food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go bite me.
Bite me. All right, here is your story. In this case, a Dunkin' employee was arrested after an Illinois state trooper discovered a little something extra in his drink. The trooper, based in Chicago, bought a large black coffee and removed the lid to let it cool down when he discovered, quote, a large, thick piece of something floating in his coffee. Now, the Dunkin' employee, 25-year-old Vincent Sessler, he was charged with disorderly conduct, reckless conduct, and battery to a peace officer. Immediately after the incident, the issue was investigated, and Sessler was terminated from his job. I am not sure if this particular officer, oh no, he did in fact press charges, and this guy is now in custody in the Chicago Police Department. As you would imagine, the franchise owner has reached out directly and apologized for the experience because Dunkin' Donuts, well, this might stun everyone. They don't really agree with the idea of their employees adding stuff to the customer's coffee. I don't know why they feel the need to say it.
They got
to
let us know.
I know. Like, man, we know. Put it this way. If we had any doubt about that, we probably would not patronize your place.
Yeah.
At any rate, the question is, what did this cop find in his coffee? Was it semen, mucus, a thumbnail, or a booger? So semen, mucus, thumbnail, or booger. One of these things was in his coffee.
I'm trying to think of something that he could put in that coffee real quick. I don't know. Booger seems like it could be it. Semen, I feel like that would take a little while.
Well, it depends. Like I could do it in 15 seconds.
There, you know?
I mean, it's not hard to hawk a loogie, which I'm putting in the mucus department. A booger's right. Just, I mean, you got to get in there. You got to have a good one ready on demand.
On demand boogers.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it was semen. I sure hope it wasn't semen.
That sounds like most Dunkin' employees I've met.
I think I'm going to go mucus.
Like mucus?
I like mucus.
What state was this in?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. That is correct.
Illinois.
That's the tough thing. Like, I feel like, was it disorderly conduct and assault battery to a peace officer? That sure seems a little extreme for just, like, spitting in their drink, but...
Yeah, the officer did press charges, so maybe that lends itself to be more about semen.
This is true. Yeah, because, I mean, like, a thumbnail, you could probably... You could chalk that up to an accident. A booger, that's definitely
you could say one fell out of my nose, man. I didn't know.
You could.
I don't know. I mean, like, I work in food service, and that's not something that just would happen.
Well, so there's a reason the guy got arrested.
Yeah,
jail.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the bottom line
exactly
is there's semen in there.
You're saying semen, Ted?
I'm going semen.
All right, Graham, what are you saying there, my cracker buddy?
I'm thinking... Ted's theories seem to be more right than not with these, so I'm going to go semen.
Okay. We're going to find out what was in the coffee. Was it semen, mucus, a thumbnail, or a booger? Next.
That was a
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We're out of Chicago, Illinois on Profile. This category, Bite Me. Dunkin' Donuts employee was arrested after a police officer found something in his coffee. Mm-hmm. Question is, what was in his coffee? He pressed charges. Was it semen, mucus, a thumbnail, or a booger?
By the way, just a quick side note. Someone chimed in, says, fun fact, Weird Al Yankovic wanted to cover, Live and Let Die. Paul McCartney would not let him because Weird Al wanted to call it chicken pot pie, But Paul is a fanatic vegan. He wouldn't allow it.
Chicken pot pie.
Yeah, chicken pot pie.
That
chicken pot
good.
Pie. But Graham, we asked you about this, the cop's Dunkin' coffee. Now, you agreed with the Ted Smith said semen. Because you said, man, Ted's theory seemed to be right more often than they are not. However,
it wasn't semen?
I mean, bummer. I don't want to sound sad that there was no semen in the man's coffee, but for the purposes of this game, I'm sorry. Miles, you went mucus. And again, the quote.
Okay.
What do I call this? Hang on there. It was a large, thick piece of mucus.
Mm.
That is from the police report. A large, thick piece of mucus.
Salty.
Also known as a loogie. Yeah.
Have you guys seen Super Troopers?
No.
A while ago, yeah.
That's like one of the famous scenes. He's at a burger place and the guy's like, blah, blah, blah. And it's not, or like, it's not for a cop.
Right.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
So, strange last few days. Obviously, there's been some election stuff going on that's been kind of strange. There's been some sports that have been very strange. I could say personally, Maryland football is good.
It's hard to say.
Right, but they beat Penn State, which seemed kind of good.
But it doesn't look fluky. They actually
look beat Penn
good.
State.
Right, and then yesterday I got up and watched the Seahawks, and they got... They did not look good.
No.
They're taking steps backwards.
No, that was just Russell running away from the ever-present pass rush. Well, look, people for years have been saying, man, getting offensive line. Russell Wilson has been good enough where it hasn't been that big of an issue, but man, oh man, yesterday looked brutal.
Yeah, you felt bad for the guy.
Well, now to be fair, I did not watch that game because at the same time, the Ravens were on playing the Colts, all right? And they beat Phillip Rivers the way you should beat Phillip Rivers because he's mediocre all the time. But my brother was calling that particular game. And
there was
one call he made that I vehemently disagreed with, but it benefited the Ravens. And it was a weird moment because I'm like, I don't know if I agree. And it came from New York. He basically decided to be the voice of it. But I'm like, I don't agree with this.
Did you text him during the game?
No, I know that he will text my mother during halftime. But otherwise, I leave him alone during the game. Or I'll wait till like the fourth quarter. So when he goes back to the locker room, there's some snarky-ass comment for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because he's on the field, so it's not like he's got his phone in his pocket.
No.
Well, Ted, you know, like you could spend the whole day and maybe talk to one person on the phone, family member, whatever.
Right.
You get in here, you're kind of hanging out, you're doing your job. And then you get on the air, and now 50 text messages
right.
just come in as soon as you go on the air.
I know you go on there too, you know what I mean? So I thought I'd wait till
I heard your voice, so I figured I'd send you a four-part text message.
But somebody today goes, you're at work already? I was like, it's 1:15.
We go on at 2.
Yeah.
Jeez. I did tell him, though. I said, look, there's been an update. So now every time they bring up my brother's name, they always say, what did they say yesterday? He made a call. They say something to the effect of, you know, people say it's not rocket scientists, but Adrian Hillier is actually a rocket scientist. Right, because they're just hilarious. But beyond that, but they finally amended it, and I told this to my brother, because he takes that personally, because he is not a rocket scientist. He's a software engineer for NASA. God damn it, they're two different things. You'd be wise to learn the difference. So the guy did amend it by saying, oh, he's a software engineer. So I let him know.
Oh.
So they're getting hip to it, bro.
Nice.
But you're still known as the rocket scientist.
I like rocket scientist.
But
it's not his title.
He is
can't
a rocket. He's as close to a rocket scientist as you can be, so he doesn't want to be called a rocket scientist because he's not. Like, that's offensive to him. I'm like, right, but everyone's saying you're smart. People don't call me a rocket scientist ever.
Yeah, but he's an NFL referee. I mean, come on, the guy plays by the rules. He can't have that title.
That's right. Right. Oh, look, man, you could be the left guard in Arena League football. You still play football for a living.
But he's not a rocket scientist.
Right.
He does not. Because as he explained, rockets are the propulsion system that gets my software where it needs to be. Like, you don't even want to ask him about it.
Right. It'll just piss him off.
Right. And well, no, it'll bore you to tears. Right. He'll break it all down. And
to be honest.
Like, it's like, bro, listen to me. It works like this. If you have anything to do with space and it has anything to do with the machinery that goes to space, you're what we call a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you do. I don't care what your function is. If you work in mission control and never had anything to do with the rocket, you're a rocket scientist.
Correct.
It's not an insult, but he takes it personally.
So obviously a lot of the voting, the elections with the voting. So one of the big phrases was these dumps. There's going to be some massive dumps.
Right.
So John Oliver, like he does on Last Week's Tonight, he put them all together and it's a lot of dump talk.
So we're just waiting for that big dump that's happening right now.
We are due to get a pretty big dump.
We got a dump, Laura, at 9 o'clock East Coast time.
We expect another dump, if you will.
So far, the first dump here looks pretty good.
I think that you will see a big dump today.
And you'll see a big dump of that early in the evening.
It's been a little slower than we anticipated. We thought there'd be a bigger dump.
Steve Kornacki's over there waiting for a big dump.
I got good news for you. About 9:30, we're going to get a big dump in the Philly area.
Oh.
I was told we were going to get this one giant dump. Dump of Milwaukee, that big dump in Milwaukee.
Donald Trump got a little benefit out of that last dump.
It does sound like...
Right, I know. I didn't really think about it until I listened to that today. I was like, oh, yeah, when you put it all together, it sounds kind of crazy.
It does. That's all this poop talk. Like, that's not it.
Huge dump coming.
Giant dump coming, 9 a.m.
Excited about this big dump.
You better be there. Anyhow, the other funny thing, obviously, Jim Carrey has been doing... Joe Biden on SNL, Saturday Night Live. So obviously this week with the election being called, you'll remember one of Jim Carrey's first roles was as Ace Ventura. So I thought it was kind of funny they did a nice callback to that as him with him being Joe Biden.
Unfortunately, there are situations in life, and this is one of them, where there must be a winner and a loser.
For those of you who might be a little bit younger, that was just, when Ace Ventura came out, the way he would say loser was such a massive deal. And he was an idiot. Right? I mean, that's part of it. Like, you got to remember, like, that movie was so funny just because of that.
But people quoted that forever.
I still say it to this day. Loser. Snowflake. Now that was a dolphin. That was the name of the dolphin that got stolen in Ace Ventura.
Yes, yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you there. You know what? Honestly, it just makes me want to watch Ace Ventura.
I have not seen that movie.
Years.
Probably since it came out, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, Courtney Cox.
Was she in that?
Yeah, she's the star. Well, she's the female star lead.
She doesn't even hit my radar with that movie.
Yeah, Tone Loc's in it.
All right.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony went on, but without musical performances. T-Rex was introduced by Ringo Starr, who said the frontman, Mark Bolan, quote, "We lost him all way too young, but in his short life, he made 12 albums that are far, far out and ahead of their times as he was."
I would have had CeeLo introduce T-Rex and see if anyone pieced together why I did that. Those little arms.
I don't know why they picked me, but they want me to tell you about T-Rex.
I like to cuss in my songs. Alicia Keys introduced Whitney Houston, credit her for bringing, Whitney Houston, for all the drugs and everything else, you got to remember, Whitney Houston had an amazing voice.
And, oh, yeah.
And
she was massive back when she was this cute little thing and none of us knew that she was out of her mind crazy. She was huge, huge, huge.
Right, and I want to say, is that the 93 Super Bowl? Where she sings the national anthem, and at that point, Desert Shield or Desert Storm's going on. So, I mean, it's one of the most iconic singing of the national anthem I think we've ever had.
Probably the greatest one we've seen in our lifetime.
Oh, yeah. She crushed it.
Right. So, right. I mean, Whitney Houston was
Then she went and smoked crack.
Yeah. Notorious B.I.G. got introduced by Biggie.
Did Biggie introduce Notorious B.I.G.?
Or Diddy.
Okay,
Diddy.
I was going to say.
What happened?
That's hologram, a little weird.
Hologram Biggie.
Oh, yeah. I knew this day
would happen. I love me some me.
I mean, Jay-Z was there. Nas was there. They gave their thoughts. And it would have been, you know, obviously, nobody was there. They're doing it all virtual. Right. But it would have been cool to see some of these acts. Like, I mean,
It would be cool to see other bands paying tribute. I mean, what remaining members are there? Get up and jam. There's always people who can step in and... You know, give certain songs a shot. I mean, that's the whole point of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if you go, it's like 6 hours because they have to change stages out and all that stuff. It's long and boring and all that, but they edit it together for HBO. But that's the glaring miss here.
Right.
You know, like they couldn't have done something at their homes.
But that's why I think overwhelmingly, that is the reason why anybody would watch the broadcast, yeah, is to watch the performances, right?
Not, I mean, to hear someone's correct opinion of an artist that,
same
you
thing with
know
the
is
Grammys,
worthy of right the Hall of Fame. You know, they're already there for a reason. You don't have to justify it. He sucked. You know, like, no, that would be shocking. Who let this joke in?
I can't. Whatever.
Well, and obviously, too, is they have, like, you know, like the Doobie Brothers. They got inducted by Luke Bryan. So you have all these, you know, good artists that were around.
Oh, you got a Michael McDonald, that bad boy.
Yeah, man. Like, you have something going on there.
By the way, quick side note, Michael McDonald could sing any song and it still sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing Michael McDonald to Iron Maiden. Go ahead, yeah, try it at home.
We do it in the office.
You'll be amazed.
Run to the hills.
It still works.
Run for your life.
Mm-hmm.
I still
fly back in across the sea. Yeah, just, it doesn't matter.
I'm playing the guitar in my mouth.
I was still shocked. I remember when he did all those commercials.
To midnight.
And I was like, that's a white guy.
Apparently, he said early in his career, that was the thing.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, they'd hear his voice. And back then, there was no social media, whatever. And he would show up, and people were like, where's Michael McDonald? Like, I'm him. They're like, come on.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why. I guess I just knew him from doing other stuff. I just didn't, I wasn't expecting that guy to be Michael McDonald. But he is legend. Let's see. Iggy Pop did the honors for Nine Inch Nails. Prayed, Trent Reznor, honestly, this is going to make it even worse. He was like, man, if we were going to have people there doing performances, I want to try to get everybody back together that's been in or out of the band.
Oh, really?
Well, hopefully they'll do it after all this shakes out.
Yeah, you know, I would have said
the
same thing.
I don't think anyone's not going to buy a ticket to that.
No, I'm with you. And you could do it. You could have two. I mean, listen, next year you could do whatever you want, right? You could have two celebrations if you
sure
want.
Yeah, but also understand when Trent is saying, because everyone's like, dude, we would go to that. He said, like, yeah, I would do it for this one performance. I'm not trying to.
Okay.
Right? Notice what he said. Oh, I would have liked to have done that for this. That makes sense. Trent, why don't you put together shows? I don't like them. I don't want to work with them. I'm saying for this one song on one show,
time,
it would have been really cool.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah, he didn't say, man, we should tour. It was just straight up like, yeah, that would have been cool to do.
That would have been the only time I would have been okay with this.
Mm-hmm. He lost a lot of his stuff, too, in Katrina.
Oh, that's right.
Recordings,
yeah.
Just different stuff, amplifiers, his board. I mean, basically his basement was his studio, and his studio was underwater.
No offense, putting that much expensive stuff in a basement in New Orleans is a horrible idea.
Well, it was the lower level. I don't even know if it was a basement, but it was enough. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, Trent Reznor, to me, is not one of those people you hear a ton about.
No.
You know
he makes
I mean?
It yeah, clear that yeah. he, you know, he's not a big limelight guy. He wants to make his music and pretty much be left the F alone.
Yeah, I saw Nine Inch Nails once.
How was the show?
Awesome.
Yeah, I can believe that.
It was super cool. But he's not like, I feel like the guitar player had more of the spotlight than he did half the songs.
I think he's okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what kind of dude he is, but his ego does not seem to be at the forefront of why he does what he does.
Yeah, he seems a little strange, too.
A little angry, a little strange. Mm-hmm. Although I guess the anger is built into music, so no one should be that surprised.
I'm shocked how fast time goes by, and that's 25 years. You know, because that's the criteria. 25 years from the first album,
yeah,
from the first album.
Oh, right,
it just
right.
seems to me like, wow, man, that time went by.
Well, it does. And like I was saying this to somebody the other day, it's like, and we all know this, it's just as you get older, it's harder to stay into more newer music.
Yeah, because you found what mm-hmm. you like, right?
Right, and you're convinced that's the best.
And that, right, every generation music gets worse, so in three generations, music will just be noise.
Yeah, it's just going to be a dude with a pan.
Right.
He's got one big spoon, and he's just knocking it around. This is kind of a strange one. Kelly Clarkson is in a legal battle with her father-in-law. But she's also soon to be getting divorced, so it's not that big of a deal. She's divorcing her husband, Brandon Blackstock. Basically, Kelly started working with the father-in-law's management group in 2007. That's mm-hmm. how she met Brandon, but it looks like both relationships have soured. They claim them that Kelly owes them $1.4 million in unpaid commissions, and they're suing her for it.
Jeez, man.
That probably had a little something to do with the breakup. Like, tell your dad.
I mean, it had to be
tense, come on.
But
if it was like $50, like, you owe me $50.
Right.
You broke that thing. Okay.
Right. So now she's countersuing. Basically, she's like, it's BS. They went out and did stuff and then said, hey, you owe us for this. We did this work for you. And she's like, I didn't ask you to do the work. Like, you just kind of went and did it.
Sure.
And was like, oh, you got to pay us this commission now. So, I don't know. I will say, Kelly Clarkson, one thing about her I do very much respect is she generally keeps it pretty honest with people. So, like, she's going through a divorce and stuff, and I saw an interview with her, like, a couple months ago, and she's like, yeah, this sucks.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Like, we're in a pandemic. Like, I'm getting divorced. My father-in-law's suing me for almost $1.5 million.
So,
like,
don't judge the whiskey in my hand.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to drink this box of wine.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man loses his mind after Checkers location. They ran out of lettuce at their store. Meanwhile, a woman in Georgia demands free food because she's FBI and will eat Chick-fil-A no more. Florida woman arrested finger painting for the second time, this time in front of a Popeyes. Minnesota man goes deer hunting in a buck and a 3-foot alligator dies. And a woman gets 3 sex toys delivered by Amazon after watching Borat with Alexa nearby. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go over to the UK, where a woman has a bone to pick with a new Borat movie. There's a segment of the film in which Borat asks the Amazon smart speaker to order 3 sex toys. See what it did there? That way I don't screw with anybody's devices here.
Mm-hmm.
While watching the movie, this particular woman noticed that her smart speaker responded to the command. Fearing the worst, she checked her Amazon orders and noticed that she had indeed bought 3 rubber flashlights for a grand total of $107.
Sweet!
She laughed off the incident with a post to Facebook and got a full refund for the products.
I'd have been like, well, I'll send 2 back.
That's part of the... They're all over culture these days, and that's the problem with bringing it up, is that in order to do that, unless you call it a smart speaker like we just did, you're going to completely throw off everything that they did.
That's it.
I feel like South Park had an episode not too long ago where they not only did Amazon, but they also did Google smart speaker, and they had a bunch of those on there, and everybody started freaking out when this episode came on there. We can't, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
There's a lawsuit waiting to happen, man, for somebody that all of a sudden they're going to have a bunch of, like, rubber toys show up on their doorstep. Who bought this? Borat.
Early Christmas.
Another news. We go back to Florida for a headlines update. You may recall the story of the woman that was arrested a couple months ago after she was caught having at herself in broad daylight in front of a local 7-Eleven. Well, she's managed to get herself arrested again for a similar crime. But this time, she was having a good old time right outside the Popeyes.
2 blocks down
next
the street.
To a dumpster.
2 blocks down the street. It was literally in the same place.
No signs of inebriation. No signs of drug use.
Just kind of
naked.
And the thing is, right, she's naked.
Right.
I mean, I don't know about you. I don't need to be naked for that.
Sure. I mean, you need access, but you don't need...
I need a front pocket and a warm hand.
This isn't doing a number 2. You don't need to dress down for it.
Yes. It's kind of fun to get totally naked, though, sometimes.
Next to a dumpster outside of a Popeyes makes it even more exhilarating.
Smelling that chicken that's in the dumpster.
I was about to say. A
couple nuggets people threw out.
That's how you know that you're moving up. Instead of the 7-Eleven, you're smelling some delicious Popeyes while you're going after.
Moving on up.
You want some honey on that biscuit?
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Just stop.
That sounds good.
What is that, jam?
Honey on a biscuit, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's how I make them, Miles.
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana fast. Oh, in Georgia, a woman was arrested for trying to get a little free food. The woman walked into a local Chick-fil-A and told employees that she was an FBI agent and should get free food. Not convinced, the police were called to the location despite being told that they would be arrested by the woman if they did not provide her with free food. That's right. When officers arrived, she kept up the charade, telling them that her lack of credentials was due to them being electronic only. and speaking into a microphone, apparently in her shirt, while she was being handcuffed and being arrested, telling them that they needed to meet her at the local police department to pick her up. Authorities commended the clear-headed employees and urged anyone to call authorities if someone is claiming to be an officer without a marked car, proper uniform, or proper credentials.
Would you rather deal with her or deal with
DMX? Remember, he got arrested, posing as an FBI agent.
I want to say multiple times, or at least when he's done a cop, an FBI agent, but her or the woman at the dumpster next to Popeye's. Based on mugshots, I'm going with Popeye's.
I'm going with Popeye's, too.
Yeah.
That lady didn't really hurt anybody. I just
watched her eat chicken.
I don't feel like she was a resistant arrest or anything like that. Yeah, you're right. The FBI agent's just going to be just a pain in the butt to get in the car.
Right. I still love the fact that an FBI agent supposedly walks in and it's like, give me some damn food.
Right. It's like you're not going into an investigation or nothing like that. Nope, I need me some Chick-fil-A under the government dime.
Mm-hmm.
Give it.
You know, Chick-fil-A is so nice. I'm shocked they didn't just give it to her.
Right? Come on, man. Oh, my Lanta, my apologies, but we just can't without the proper credentials.
Mm.
And at least she knew what she was talking about. You know, my credentials are electronic only. That's why I don't have them. She was talking into her lapel over here like, I need help.
I like
backup.
The fake lapel talk. You know?
Right.
I'm crazy talking to my shoulder. Over.
Need backup at the police station.
Like
come pick me up.
Cordoned with home, with her at home in the pandemic. You know?
Oh, heavens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. A driver in Phoenix has been arrested after showing no interest in a crime scene. Authorities were tending to an accident where a man drove through the scene at a high rate of speed and began to swerve out of control, nearly hitting the fire trucks in the area. His driving was so erratic that it actually drew the attention of officers at the accident, and they pursued. He was eventually stopped after a short chase and arrested on DUI charges.
That would explain.
Wow. Right. Swerving all over the place. He's coming into a massive accident. This is bad enough that they had two fire trucks there. They had police there.
Right.
I'm sure that they had EMTs there. This is a bad scene that he's coming up on.
I didn't notice.
And he's just flying right through the doggone thing.
And then got caught.
Right.
What?
Good work, Captain. Good work. Sometimes there are things worth getting arrested for, and other times you need to reassess your priorities. A man in Tampa Bay had police call on him for raising hell at a local Checkers. Apparently, the branch had run out of lettuce to put on their sandwiches, an injustice that this particular man was not about to let them get away with.
Oh, no.
The man screamed at employees to the point that they felt they needed to call police, and when officers arrived, he was uncooperative with the officers and ended up getting charged with just disorderly conduct. Now, I have never eaten at a Checkers. I don't know how phenomenal this lettuce is, but...
It's lettuce.
I'm right. Kind of shocked, honestly. I ate Checkers a lot when I was younger. I'm shocked they even have lettuce on any of their burgers.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, even when they advertise, you know, everyone tries to act like they care about your health, and we do that. Checkers doesn't.
They sell burgers and hot dogs.
Right. We may have dropped it on the floor, but you're going to like it.
But it's your casual burger. It's got a bun, it's got a patty, it's got cheese, maybe some ketchup on it.
And apparently lettuce.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I guess they've gotten fancy over the years.
Yeah. That's Checkers fancy.
Mike, have you ever been to a Rally's?
No.
Rally's is the same thing.
They got really, really good lettuce that I need to scream at
really good lettuce. It's kind of like just, you know, the West Coast, East Coast thing on that. So you might not have a Checkers horrible. In your alley or area, but you probably have a Rally's.
We'll all have to go take a look around. But for now, that is it for your headlines. And with that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We're doing it live tomorrow. We
will see you for live day. Be sure to check out BJ and Migs bright and early. Everything you hear tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m. with BJ and Migs in the men's room, completely 100% live.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.